Zohar Parshas Tetzaveh,
Day 3, next up from 181a. We're here to Pasach, we're here to open the discourse. Chidulachem in Adam. Reserve yourself for man. Asher neshama v'apo, that the soul is in his nostril. Verse from Yeshaya 2:22. So Zohar tells us what this means. Hachar polkad kutchabichu v'anosh, here the Lord must be, he commands the person, v'azher lein, warns him, l'istamra minum b'nei noshet v'astu v'chayu mi'orach tov l'orach bish, the guard from those people that turn their paths away from a good path to a bad path. Turn away means that a person, his whole perspective is wrong, and that results in many things in the way that he goes. And they impurify themselves with that other impurity. Behold, when the Holy One blessed be created a person, he made him in this eternal image. Means in the image of the Sephiros. For Nafich Bei Rucha, and he blew in him a spirit, Kadisha, that's holy, the Kol Bitlus, that is inclusive of three. Gemara Kim has explained these Bei Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. There is in him these three levels of the soul. Ve'ela Mikula Neshama, above them all is the soul, level, the Neshama level. The Yichela Yilah, which is the supernal power, Leminda, Lemeitar, Bikudoi, the Kutcher Bichu. To know and to guard the commandments of one must be. V'hai nishmasa kadisha Allah v'chona achra. If that is the soul he brings in another service, meaning into idolatry, ha'ihu masiv lei, this impurifies him, enofik v'chona d'mori. He goes out from the service of his master. Begin to tlas chelen ilan kulu chachad. Of course, the three energies are all one. Nefesh v'chon neshama, mishtatfi kichada v'avuchad. Nefesh v'chon neshama, partner as one, and they are a union. It's all the same vein as the eternal secret. Which means they correspond to the levels above. Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama correspond to the worlds of Asiya, Tzira, and Bria, to the letters of Hashem's name, He, Vav, and He. And many things line up with them. And if we see a person has all these levels, before he stands in his endurance to know who he is. How should we know not to come close to a person with him? Well, this morning to be withheld from him. In other words, how could a person know just by seeing a person not to have to do with him? Because he could be an idolater. So the Zohar tells us, actually, he's angry, you can know a person. Vishtamodamani, it was known who he is. That holy soul he guards at the time when anger comes upon him, which means he has a chance, he's tested. Am I angry or not? Does he guard his soul not to get upset? Not to uproot it from its place. Begin the Mishrei Tchosa Hau Elzer. In order, shouldn't rest in its place that foreign deity. Of course, when a person gets angry, it's like Chas Hashem, the powers of idolatry possess him in place of his soul. The person who doesn't get angry, doesn't get upset when he has a chance to, when he's tested with it. This is a fitting person. He's attached to Hashem. This is the servant of his master. This is a perfect person, complete person. And if that person doesn't guard it, and he uproots this supernal holiness from his place. The Mishri Basra Sitrachra, rest in his place, the other side. Certainly, this is a person that rebels his master. Rasa Lakarva Bade is forbidden to come close to him, and his Chabra remain to be attached to him. This is a person who tramples his soul, his nostrils. Verse from Eev 18:4, which means because Hashem blew the soul into the nostrils, and the person, that soul that's there, he destroys it through getting angry. He tramples and uproots his soul because of his anger. And he causes to rest in his place a foreign deity. It's written in Yeshaya 2:22. Withhold yourself from the man that the soul in his nostrils. That holy soul, he tramples it and he defiles it because of his wrath. Zohar is dashing the word apo. The nose sometimes refers to anger because of like the red nose, the fiery nose, like I see a dragon breathing fire, that figuratively, the nose is fired up when a person is angry. That he switches his soul in his wrath. That's the way Zohar is explaining the pasuk. Stay away from people who get angry, because they are connected with idolatrous energies, has shown. It's not healthy for the person to be connected to them. What is he counted for? Of what is Zohar is chashuv habanash. He's counted like idolater. Man is chaver mei man destroy. When attached to him, one who speaks vaday with him. Command is chaver, but avodah zarah mamish. It's actually like one who attached is connected with idolatry. My time was the reason begin of avodah zarah mamish shari b'kavim, because actual idolatry rests in him. These energies. Lo od now he's added the akir kedusha yilor me asraya, but he uproots supernal holiness from his place. Sharia asra avodah zarah, because the rest of his place idolatry il zarah foreign deity. Ma'al zarah k'siv be al tifnu alim, just like foreign deity, it says in Vayikra 19:4, don't turn to the empty deities. Gagavno, the same way, Asa is takla magan b'hoi, it's forbidden to gaze at his face. Because the negative energies are channeled through sight, Asa Shalom, and can damage him when looking at him. Vim toma, if you ask Korugs that are abundant, what about the rest of the rabbis? We see sometimes rabbis that are really righteous get angry. No, Zohar says, the wrath of the rabbis is good from all aspects. The Hor Taninin, because we learned the Raisa Eshehi, that the Torah is fire. Raisa Kama, Kama Rasa Chavdei, the Torah gets him agitated, like angry. See, V'lo Kol Dvar Eshi Hashem, it's written in the Yirmiyah 23:29. Behold, my word is like fire, says Hashem. So there is such a thing as a holy wrath coming from a place of connection to Hashem, to the Shekhinah, and this fire of the Shekhinah is lit inside of a person. The person gets upset and angry about a holy cause, and just without any ego, for the honor of Hashem. But bad wrath, when it comes from ego, and a person not thinking about Hashem, just thinking about himself, and that person has to guard himself from. Hashem protect us.